I'm joined by Professor Jeanette Dillon from the University of Nottingham, who's here at the Shakespeare Centre today to talk about her new book, Shakespeare and the Staging of English History. It appears in the Oxford Shakespeare Topic Series. Jeanette, you're just going to read a little extract from the book, which would be fantastic. If you would like to do that, it would be great. Thank you.
Thank you. The shared familiarity of early modern writers, players and audiences with the flexible use of space that constitutes place and scaffold may be understood as a kind of common spatial code, a spatial practice that conveyed particular kinds of meaning and relationship in a way that was so strongly internalised as to be obvious at the time, but which nowadays has to be more explicitly demonstrated and explained to become accessible. This is true not only of spatial practice, but of other aspects of performance, such as costume, props, gesture and movement. And it is partly the aim of this book to make those practices evident and accessible through the analysis of multiple examples. The book also has the more specific aim, however, of identifying which particular aspects of performance practice are especially characteristic of Shakespeare's history plays. This is not to imply that they are characteristic only of Shakespeare or only of history plays. Shakespeare was a dramatist and a practicing actor, within the same context as his collaborators and colleagues in the theatre profession. Many of the forms that will be examined in this book will also be found in Shakespeare's other plays and in the work of other dramatists. Yet I hope it will become clear, nevertheless, that Shakespeare's English history plays are constructed out of particular scenic units, both whole scenes and shorter units of action, which are especially recurrent and familiar to the genre, and that looking closely at the nature and use of these scenic units can bring us closer to understanding what Shakespeare was trying to do with these plays in his own time.
Jeanette, thanks very much for that, and well done on the book, which I'm sure will make us all more attentive readers of Shakespeare's history plays. Thank you.
Thank you.